fishing all the time. Keep it going.
Fishing too. You know what that means? It's time. Leaf is here. How you doing, Leaf?
Oh, man. I'm doing pretty darn good. I sure love spring. How about you?
I think spring is awesome. I'll tell you what. Everything springs eternal. It's hope and
that's right.
Warm weather, getting a little rain today. And I'm curious if you've gone over and checked out the Lahontan level, what depth they're at.
Yeah.
They're coming up, and you were telling me there's a full moon, and that's going to play into
it. Yeah, I believe that'll definitely be timed out just perfectly. Yeah, you know, I planned to go out last week with a couple friends. Sounds like they made it and had a little bit of trouble going from the bank, but I had a sick kid, so I had to stay home.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like they were still out there a little ways, just kind of at the edge of any real good cast range. I think if you really were there at the right time and just sort of right place, that it could happen for me from the bank still. But might want to go ahead and take that floating device just for now, just to make it easy on your casting arm. So, you know, yeah, like you're saying, just and we were talking about, I believe this full moon will be just timed out perfectly for the peak of that spawning run, though.
And that's
that
happening.
Spawning run search.
That's happening when?
That is going to be right, what, I guess that would be about the third week of April, if I were to just kind of take a stab at it, maybe second week, third
week.
Yeah,
that does sound like a good
which is, that's probably why that's always such a busy time for them. Okay. And, you know, I found, aside, I've been, my little guilty, geeky pleasure lately has been watching fisheries stuff on YouTube, little stream re-enhancement things and stuff like that. Found an awesome one about the Mexican golden trout. Check that one out on YouTube.
Okay.
Not to get too far aside, but it talks about the 10 or 12 different rainbow subspecies just down there south of the border between there and the Tropic of Cancer.
Sounds like
way
our,
south.
Sounds super like cool. Our old ichthyodork
absolutely.
Episodes.
I might have to whip out some ichthyodork episode about that one. So, but other than that, they had a really cool one that you can look up there again on YouTube about the Pyramid Lake Lahontan program.
You know, you mentioned Pyramid Lake last week, and I think I drove by what's left of Pyramid Lake on my way down to Southern California. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It is a Pyramid Lake. I'm guessing it's probably...
It talks about the size and everything. It's like,
still a good-sized lake, but
very
not
big.
Not those old prehistoric sizes. But
No. But, you know, the fish are getting bigger and bigger is what this thing said.
Hmm.
Because they were only reintroduced there just actually a short time ago. And so they're still realizing their potential, I think.
Oh,
and it's maturing and it's really neat. But you know what? Yeah. I've started to call Lake Omak Pyramid Lake North because it looks so much like, aside from the cool pyramids that place is named for. I can't remember the exact name for those, but you know, those geologic formations. Mm-hmm. But there is actually one, Kartar Rock on Omak Lake. It is a pyramid, so there you go. Pyramid Lake North, Omak.
Okay.
And it's such a special fishery.
Okay,
I really encourage people in this next few weeks to get over there and check it out.
Okay. All right. Especially in the full moon.
Absolutely. So, you know, other than that, I was lucky enough to get into some private land where, holy cow. I mean, I don't know. I think my biggest trout was about 10 pounds.
No.
So that didn't suck. My arm was about to fall apart after, 13 or 15 of those. And so I forgot to mention, I got to do that with a buddy of mine on his birthday
to
celebrate his 60th birthday.
And you got that guy to hand?
Yes, I did. I totally blew a picture because I couldn't even, it was like the size of my leg, so I couldn't really, I tried to get a picture. I got his head and his shoulders and it just, I couldn't do it, but it was huge. It may have been, well, it's not the biggest trout, but biggest trout in that lake for me.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, super fun, super fun.
Go.
But also on the super fun tip, got to get out there with the ILC kids again. You know, it's about the third time I've gotten to get out with them. Been doing that a few times with Mr. Pasley, the guy that runs the federal hatchery up there in Winthrop. We've been doing some stuff a lot of the time around the hatchery there with them out on the river. And this time they got to go out and collect some steelhead broodstock with us, a couple of the boys.
Cool. So how'd that go? They successful? Were they helpful in the endeavor?
Yeah, you know, they did pretty good. If you break down the number of steelhead they brought in per hour, they were right up there with everybody else this year. Absolutely.
Oh, good going.
So they got to skip school for a little bit and go fishing.
That is totally a win-win.
Can you beat that?
No offense, no. School, but
that's the next best thing to working fishing for a living.
Yeah, know? For sure.
So yeah, that was super epic, and we're just about done with that. We've just about got all the brood stock we need to begin our brood program there for this year.
Nice.
Which I will be taking out the back door into my kelp program.
How, when you say you're up to your limit there, what you're looking for? How much are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for 60 pair. And, you know, I don't remember the exact number of eggs to that program because that's not my my ball of wax. I'm, like I say, I'm just the guy who takes the wild hens on the back end of the whole thing.
There. Okay. You just recondition the hens.
Yeah, we are able to air spawn those fish, pump them up with just enough air to kind of blow the cavity up a little bit, their abdominal cavity up a little bit like a balloon. And so that kind of loosens the eggs and just kind of gives the ability for those eggs to freely flow out. Rather than having to eviscerate and lethal spawn those fish. So we still,
invention.
Yeah, we don't bother to do that with the males because they, you know, they get around crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too far out, but I'm sure they can go crazy because in watching that Pyramid Lake thing, was seeing how these suckers that kind of parallel the Lahontan population there, the females had something like 35,000 eggs, the males spawned something like 650 times in a spawning season. I doubt that the male steelhead is anywhere near that that sucker species, but I bet you we were trying to estimate, it's definitely the double digits. They get to pass on that DNA, long story short, multiple times. Yeah. Those females, they only got one gamete of eggs, and they're going to drop it, and that's their one contribution of the season. So
this is a recurring story in nature.
Yeah, you know, right?
Males can be kind of superfluous to the whole endeavor.
Is that possibly why we die younger? Is that possibly why we beat each other up and mess up our bodies younger?
I'm not sure what causes what, but yeah, there's definitely a correlation.
Yes, absolutely. Anywho, yeah, so I guess we could talk forever about the ins and outs and idioparity of the fishes that we love the most.
Yeah.
But it's getting to be about that time that we thank our friends that make this whole fish tale
Let's
possible.
Let's do that.
And, you know, I think this is about the perfect time of the year for North 40 to be featuring the balance leech as their bug of the week.
Oh.
Because that has become my favorite streamer for Stillwater. I mean, no doubt about it. I've been tying a bunch of them lately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I've been catching my Lahontans on. It's what I've been catching all my big trout here locally on.
Oh,
and it's just
okay.
A great bug. So they have them for cheap. $1.99 a bug over there, or it might even be $1.50. You go check it out. You find out.
Still, it's pretty cost effective.
And if you want to tie your own, they've got all the stuff to do that.
Yep.
If you want to pitch them, they got all the rods to do that, the clothing, the boats, and everything to get you out there too. So you can check them at north40flyshop.com, and you can drive over to the OMAC location there too. I also want to thank my friends at Drift Waders. That's Drift with a Y. Why? Because they are awesome. Check them out, driftwaderco.com. And if you want to check out the blogger podcast, you can do that at flyfishersproshop.com. You can drop me a line on the old internets at metafishingadventures@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. And get that fish right on, baby.
Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole mama and my life, I'm fishing. My mama's gonna fishing, and the baby.